Okay, so remember all those sci-fi stories about AI companions? Like actually having one that hangs out with you?
Yeah, totally.
Feels like Microsoft is making it real with this new Copilot Vision thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're really going all in on AI lately.
And the best part is, we're getting info straight from the source. Like, we've got insights from Mustafa Suleiman, the CEO of Microsoft AI, for this deep dive.
Oh, wow. Straight from the top.
So, no more guessing games. Let's jump right into it. Copilot Vision. What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, it's like, imagine this. You're on your computer working on something, but instead of just using your mouse and keyboard, you're actually talking to your AI, and it can see your screen. So it's like having a conversation while you're both looking at the same
So
thing.
it's not just another chatbot then.
Right, exactly. It's way more interactive. It lives inside your Edge browser and reacts in real time to what you're doing.
So you can actually like ask it to do stuff based on what's on your screen.
Exactly. Suleiman keeps using this word magic to describe it. And honestly, that's kind of what it feels like. It's like changing how we use computers at a fundamental level.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. When can I get my hands on this magic?
Well, they're rolling it out slowly. Paid Copilot users are getting it first. Then it's going to be early access for feedback.
Makes sense. Get all the kinks worked out before the big launch.
Exactly. And then they're aiming for general availability early 2025.
Not too far off, but this whole seeing your screen thing, doesn't that raise some privacy red
Oh,
flags?
yeah, that's a big one. I mean, think about it. An AI that can see everything you're doing online, bit creepy, right?
More than a bit. Like, what's stopping it from peeking at my bank statements or, private messages?
Well, Suleiman addresses that directly. He says right now, Copilot Vision works on a session-based system, so it only sees your stuff during your chat, and then poof, gone, deleted.
So, no permanent record of my browsing history for some AI to analyze.
Exactly. No creepy AI diaries, at least not yet. He did hint at some future features that would need Copilot to remember things.
Oh, really? Like what?
He was a bit vague on specifics, but said they're developing a whole new security system for those features.
So, they're definitely thinking long term about this. It's not just a quick experiment.
Oh, absolutely. And this ties into another fascinating thing he said.
Okay, lay it on me.
He believes that in about 10 years, AI won't just be tools anymore. We'll be so used to having them around, they'll be like companions.
Companions? Like our little AI buddies.
Yeah, almost. Think about it. We're going from using a computer to having this AI partner that's always there. It learns from you, helps you think, maybe even becomes a friend.
Okay, whoa, now you're blowing my mind. AI friends, is that even possible?
He even used the term new digital species, which, I mean, think about that for a second.
It's like, are we talking about a whole new kind of relationship here? Like something we've never experienced before?
Right. And that brings up a lot of questions.
Yeah, like a million questions. But before we dive into that rabbit hole, I want to know more about what Copilot Vision can actually do. Like, how does it actually help me in my daily life? We've talked about the big futuristic stuff, but what about the here and now?
Oh, yeah, good point. Let's get practical. So picture this. You're planning a trip, right? And you're looking at a map on your screen.
Okay, I'm with you.
With Copilot Vision, you could literally say, like, hey, Copilot, zoom in on that area with the hiking trails.
That's pretty cool, like having a superpowered travel agent right there.
Exactly. Or imagine you're online shopping. Instead of scrolling through endless product pages,
You just tell Copilot what you want and it finds it for you.
that's it. Like, find me a winter coat, warm, waterproof, under $200, my size. Boom, done. And remember that agency concept we talked about?
Yeah, the AI doing stuff for you automatically, that still kind of freaks me out a little.
I know, it's a bit wild, but think about this. You're checking out online, Copilot fills in all your shipping info, payment details, everything.
So it's like having a personal assistant for the digital world.
Exactly. And this is just scratching the surface. Think about learning a new skill. Copilot could be like your personal tutor.
Whoa, okay. Now you're really speaking my language. I love learning new things.
It analyzes how you're doing, gives personalized tips, even adjusts the difficulty level as you progress.
That's amazing. And what about for people who are more into like gaming and stuff?
Oh, Suleiman mentioned some really cool stuff about that. Think about Copilot integrated into games like Minecraft or Call of Duty.
Okay, now we're talking. My inner gamer is geeking out right now.
Imagine getting real-time strategy advice while you play.
Or having Copilot help you build epic structures in Minecraft.
Or even become a character in the game. Imagine hanging out with your AI buddy in Call of Duty.
So we've gone from like, hey, Copilot, book me a flight, to hey, Copilot, watch my six while we storm this castle.
It's insane how quickly things change when you start thinking of AI as more than just a tool.
But let's be real, this is all still pretty early days, right? I mean, there's got to be some challenges along the way.
Absolutely. There are technical hurdles, for sure. And then there's the whole issue of responsible development. We need safeguards in place for privacy, for security.
Right, we can't just throw caution to the wind and hope for the best. What happens if people become too reliant on their AI buddies? Like, what if they lose their own critical thinking skills?
It's a valid concern. We have to strike a balance, embrace the potential of AI, but also hold on to the human element.
Yeah, it's a delicate dance. We want the benefits without losing sight of what makes us human.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the heart of this deep dive, really. It's not just about understanding the tech itself, but about understanding ourselves and how we fit into this future with AI.
So let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about the nuts and bolts of Copilot Vision, but what about the bigger picture? What does it mean to have AI companions woven so deeply into our lives?
Well, for one thing, it could change how we think about intelligence itself. If we're constantly interacting with these AI systems that are learning and adapting,
The lines between human and artificial intelligence start to blur.
exactly. And as these systems get more sophisticated, it raises questions about their role in society. Like, what rights should they have? How do we ensure they're used ethically? These are things philosophers are grappling with right now.
It's like we're stepping into uncharted territory, and it's happening so fast.
And on a more personal level, it makes you wonder about relationships. If we're forming these deep bonds with AI, does that change how we connect with other humans?
It's almost like science fiction is becoming reality, and we have to figure out what kind of future we want to build with it. It's exciting, it's scary, and it's something we all need to be thinking about.
And that's what makes this deep dive so important. It's not just about giving you information, it's about sparking a conversation, making you think, making you question, and ultimately helping you form your own opinions about this incredible future that's unfolding before us.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this part of our dive, I want to leave you with a thought. Suleiman talks about AI becoming like a new digital species, almost like family. What does that concept make you feel?
Yeah, is it a vision of this beautiful partnership between humans and AI?
Hmm.
Or does it make you a bit uneasy? Like, are we replacing real human connection with something artificial?
No right or wrong answers here, just something to chew on. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And for those who want to go even deeper, check out the full interview with Suleiman. Links in the show notes. It'll really get your mind racing.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning. The future is waiting to be written, and we all have a hand in shaping it.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, right? Like, we've gone from talking about specific features to this whole, like, philosophical discussion about AI and humanity.
It's pretty wild. That's what makes this deep dive so interesting, though. It's not just about the tech itself, it's about what it means for us, for society, you know? Totally. Okay, so let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute. We keep talking about AI companions, but how would Copilot Vision actually be helpful in like my everyday life?
Okay, so remember that trip planning example? Like, you're looking at a map with Copilot Vision. You could literally say, hey, Copilot, zoom in on that area, the one with the hiking trails.
Okay.
Show me hotels with good views, but like close to some restaurants. And bam, it does it.
So it's like having a superpowered travel agent?
Exactly. Or like online shopping. Instead of
Yeah.
scrolling forever,
You just tell Copilot what you want and it finds it.
boom, done. No more endless searching. And remember that agency thing we talked about?
The AI doing stuff for you automatically.
Yeah, so picture this. You're checking out online, and Copilot just fills in all your info, like shipping, payment, everything.
That's kind of scary, but also super convenient.
Right. It's like having a personal assistant for your whole digital life.
Okay, I can see the appeal. But what about beyond just those practical things? Like, what about learning and, personal growth?
Oh, totally. Imagine Copilot as your guide while you're learning something new, like coding, cooking, playing an instrument.
Oh, that's interesting.
It could analyze your progress, offer tips, even adjust the difficulty as you go.
So it's like a personalized tutor available 24/7.
Exactly. And for the gamers out there, remember what Suleiman said about Copilot in games like Minecraft and Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah, like actually being in the game with you.
It could give you real-time strategy advice, help you build crazy stuff in Minecraft.
Or like be your wingman in Call of Duty.
Yeah. the possibilities are kind of mind-blowing.
We've gone from, hey, co-pilot, book me a flight, to, hey, co-pilot, cover me.
It's wild, right? But, you know, it got to be realistic. There are still some challenges to figure out.
Yeah, like what?
Well, the technical stuff, obviously. Making sure it all works smoothly. But also, ensuring it's developed responsibly, like privacy, security, all that.
Right, we can't just ignore the potential downsides.
Exactly. Like, what happens if people become too dependent on their AI companions?
What if we lose our own ability to think critically?
It's a valid concern. We need to find that balance, you know?
Yeah.
Embrace the good stuff, but not lose sight of what makes us human.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It really is. And that's what makes this whole conversation so important. It's not just about the tech. It's about us and how we navigate this new world with AI.
Okay, so let's go even bigger picture for a minute. What does it actually mean to have these AI companions so deeply integrated into our lives?
Well, it could totally change how we define intelligence. Like, if we're always interacting with these AI systems that are learning and adapting.
The line between human and artificial intelligence gets blurry.
Exactly. And then there's the question of their role in society. Like, as they get more sophisticated, what rights should they have?
And how do we make sure they're used ethically? That's a huge one.
It is. And on a more personal level, it makes you think about relationships. Like, if we form close bonds with AI, does that change how we relate to other people?
Whoa. It's like, are we going to be best friends with robots? Is that where this is going?
I mean, who knows? It's almost like we're living in a science fiction movie and we're writing the script as we go.
It's exciting, it's terrifying, and it's definitely something we all need to be thinking about.
And that's the whole point of this deep dive, right? To get people talking, to encourage them to grapple with these big questions.
Okay, so as we wrap up this part, I want to leave you with a thought. Remember Suleiman talking about AI as a new digital species, almost like family? What does that image bring up for you?
Is it a future where we live in harmony with these AI beings? Or is it more unsettling, like, are we replacing human connection with something artificial?
Big questions, no easy answers, but definitely worth thinking about.
I know, right? It really does feel like we're, like, on the edge of something huge. Exciting, but also kind of like, whoa, what's going to happen? Yeah, it's a total game changer. And the crazy thing is how fast it's all happening.
Seriously, like a few years ago, this co-pilot vision thing would have been pure sci-fi.
Right. And now Microsoft saying everyone's going to have it by 2025. It's mind-blowing.
And it's not just this, right? It's like everywhere you look, AI is exploding. Self-driving cars, healthcare, everything.
It really feels like we're at this tipping point where AI is about to become like woven into every part of our lives.
Which is exactly why these conversations are so important. We can't just sit back and let it happen, you know?
Totally. We have to be proactive, think about the implications, make sure we're steering it in the right direction.
Like shaping the future, not just letting it happen to us. Speaking of which, Suleiman had some pretty bold predictions about where all this is going. What really stuck with you?
I think the thing that really hit me was his emphasis on AI as a companion. Not just a tool, but like a partner.
Right. It's a totally different way of thinking about it.
Totally. It's like instead of just using AI, we're actually like forming relationships with it.
And remember that phrase he used? New digital species? That one really got me thinking.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, are we talking about something completely new here? Not just an extension of our tech, but something different, something else.
And it brings up some big questions like, what does it even mean for something to be conscious? Could AI ever, like, experience the world in the same way we do?
Honestly, I don't know. These are questions we're only just starting to ask.
It's kind of mind-blowing, right? Like, it really pushes you to think outside the box.
Totally. And it's not just about those big philosophical questions either. Think about the practical stuff. Like, imagine an AI tutor that's personalized just for you.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. Like, it adapts to your learning style, gives you specific feedback.
Exactly. Or healthcare. AI could help doctors diagnose diseases earlier, create custom treatment plans.
And don't forget entertainment. We talked about gaming, but imagine AI-powered movies or TV shows.
It's like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
It's super exciting, but we also have to be realistic. There are challenges. There are risks.
For sure. We have to make sure AI is developed ethically, responsibly.
Like, think about privacy, security, bias. We have to make sure these systems benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Absolutely. And we need to have these conversations. Like, as a society, what role do we want AI to play in our lives? Is it a partner, an assistant, a friend, something else entirely?
Right. It's not just up to the tech companies to decide. We all have a say in this.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We explored Copilot vision, talked about the big picture of AI companions, even touched on some of the ethical stuff.
And most importantly, we've invited you, our listener, into the conversation. Because the future of AI isn't something that's just going to happen to us. It's something we're all shaping together.
So one last thought as we wrap up this deep dive. Remember Silliman's vision of AI becoming like family? What does that future look like to you?
Is it a world where humans and AI work together, like in harmony? Or is it something to be worried about, like are we replacing human connection with something artificial?
No easy answers, but definitely something to think about. And if you want to explore this more, check out the full interview with Silliman. It's in the show notes, and it's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, it'll spark some serious thought. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those questions coming.
Because the future is out there waiting to be written, and we're all part of the story.